I'm Brian Ellison. It's a shock when it happens, but it happens more often than you might think. After years of marriage, one partner finally says out loud what they may have been coming to realize for a long time. He or she is gay. So then what happens? For the families involved, the spouse, and the children of various ages who must now adjust, it can be a long and lonely journey. One local woman is trying to do something about that. Erin Margolin, together with two others, founded the Gay Dad Project. She lives in Fairway, and she joins us today. We also are joined today by Erin's father, who is the gay dad in question, Larry Best.
I think everyone thought we were the perfect family, or that's how we appeared to be.
And is it how you felt?
Yes. Nobody ever suspected anything was wrong, and certainly not the rest of us. I mean, my dad already knew he was gay, but we did not.
Well, let me ask you, Larry. Do you remember it the same way Erin does?
We had a very functional family. I mean, we got along well. We had a good relationship. All had good relationships with one another. And we had a good life.
I remember he essentially said, your mom and I are getting a divorce. I remember he spoke in the third person. It was kind of strange, like he was almost not there yet, not owning it enough yet. But he said, because your father is a homosexual. Mm-hmm. And from that point on, I think part of me just separated and floated away off into the room. And I just kind of disassociated, or I was like, this cannot be happening. What the heck? And it was a very uncomfortable talk. I don't even remember how long it lasted or much of what I remember. He insisted that he still loved us and we were still a family, but just that he was going to be moving out very soon.
Larry, I wonder what you remember about that day.
That it was horrible, that it was the most difficult day of my life, that it was terrible to inflict that kind of pain on the people that I loved the most. And I was at pains to just try to reassure them that while things were going to change and I was moving out, that things were not going to change that much, that I was still going to be involved in their lives. I was still going to see them regularly. I still cared about them, and that nothing in their lives would change. They would be in the same house. And they would be in the same school. And I offered to answer any questions or give any further explanation, but they were like deer in headlights, understandably, and I didn't even know what questions to ask. I think they all just wanted out really quickly.
In a nutshell, what is the Gay Dad Project? What are you hoping to accomplish with it?
We're hoping, first of all, to connect with other kids that this has happened to. We want to reach out. We want to be a resource. We want them to know they're not alone.
We're also now joined by one of Erin's co-founders, Amy Shea. What kind of reaction is it getting as you're spreading the word that you're trying to gather folks who have been in this same situation?
I think one of the biggest messages is that this has not been talked about so publicly, and that there is kind of a need for this kind of a conversation about what happens when we've talked about divorce, and there's lots of literature and books and resources for kids of divorce, and there's a lot of resources and literature and stuff for people who are coming out or what to do if your kid comes out. But the response that I've kind of been getting over and over is that there really isn't anything for kids when a parent comes out. And so that's been a supportive and encouraging response from the people that I've connected with. And people have been sharing their stories on our website. And I think all of us get messages and tweets and stuff from kids that aren't ready to share their story so publicly, but they're encouraged by others sharing their stories and by this whole thing.
I wonder, Erin, are there still things that sometimes still need to be resolved, even a generation on?
I think so. And I think that's why I've done this. And it's been difficult because my husband often says he doesn't understand this. And this has been a very prevalent part of my life. And I'm not sad about that. I think I'm a sensitive person. I have, you know, issues, and I have anxiety and depression, and things stick with me. And my mom has always maintained she was the safe parent, and so we only showed our real feelings to her, and she's the one who took the brunt of it when my dad came out. And I think in a lot of ways, she's right. And I've never really said, Dad, I'm angry at you for what you did, and I still love you, but it really sucked, and I'm sorry. I'm a grown woman. I'm 36 years old, and this happened 21 years ago. And I still, there's that little girl inside still in me. And that's what's been so great about meeting Amy and Jared, is because I think they can understand. And it's just something, I mean, my dad is still my dad no matter what, no matter what he does in bed.